Questions 43 through 46. Listen to part of a talk given in a geography class.
The Old Canada Road is a long-lost trail between the Canadian province of Quebec and Maine in the northeast corner of the United States. Yes, it really was lost, and finding it again was a complex process that involved state-of-the-art technology. How the location of the road was pinpointed was very interesting, and I'll return to it as soon as I've given you a little background information. The road was begun in 1817, a few years before Maine even became a state. At the time, Quebec was a major market for livestock, crops, and fish, so a road to Quebec was seen by officials in Maine as necessary for trade. For about 20 years, the movement of people and goods was mostly from Maine to Quebec, but then the trend reversed as thousands of Canadians immigrated to Maine to escape poor crops, a lack of jobs, and the threat of disease. I think it was a cholera epidemic. Besides these negative reasons, major building projects in Maine also made the state very attractive for the Canadians who needed work. I should stress, though, that immigration during that period went in both directions. In fact, the flow of people and goods went completely unhindered. There wasn't even a border post until around 1850. The people of the time saw Maine and Quebec as a single region, mainly because of the strong French influence, which is still evident in Maine today. Eventually, the road fell into disuse as a major railway was completed. Finally, people simply forgot about it, and that's how it came to be lost. This brings me back to the original topic.
Number 43. What does the speaker say about the early road between Maine and Quebec? Number 44. What is one reason Canadians began immigrating to Maine during the 1800s? Number 45. What can be inferred about the region including Maine and Quebec during the early 1800s? Number 46. What subject is the speaker most likely to discuss next?